ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके आक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 36 टाइटल्ड द स्लिंग ऑफ अरिस्ता द बुल डीमन टेक्स्ट नंबर 31st टू 33rd निसृष्टः खिला मे मृत्यु देवै वैकुंठा समाश्रय तौ आनया समं गोपे नन्दाध्ये से अभ्युपायने निसृष्टा किल मे मृत्युर् देवैर्वैकुण्ठ संश्रये तावनाया समं गोपेर् नन्दाध्ये साम्युपायने निसृष्टः किल मे मृत्युर् देवैर्वैकुण्ठ संश्रये तावनया समं गोपेर् नन्दाध्ये साम्युपायने निसृष्ट किल मे मृत्युर् देवैर्वैकुण्ठ संश्रये तावानया समं गोपे नन्दाध्ये साम्युपायने। nisrishtah sent, kila indeed, me my, mrityu death, devai by the demigods, vaikuntha of Lord Vishnu, samashrayai who takes shelter, tau the two of them, anaya bring, samam together with, gope the coward men, nandadhye headed by Nanda, sa with, abhyupayane gifts. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The demigods who are under the protection of Vishnu have sent these two boys as my death. Bring them here, and also have Nanda and other cowherd men come with gifts of tribute. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll also read 32nd and 33rd. Gatayishya hiyanito kala kalpe nahastina yadi mukto tathamaller gataye vaidyutopamai. After you bring Krishna and Balaram, I will have them killed by my elephant, who is as powerful as death itself. And if by chance they escape from him, I will have them killed by my wrestlers, who are as strong as lightning. Tayor nihatayostaptan vasudeva purogaman tadbandunya nishyami Vrishni Boja Dasharhakan. When these two have been killed, I will kill Vasudeva and all their lamenting relatives, the Rishnis, the Bojas, and Dasharhas. So there is a one sentence purport. Even today, there are wicked politicians throughout the world who make such plans and even carry them out. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Asmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam Krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna padam Sagana lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam cha Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prasthaya bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine iti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Pripasinduya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪದೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಾಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌಡಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಮಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. The demigods who are under the protection of Vishnu have sent these two boys as my death. Bring them here and also have Nanda and other coward men come with gifts of tribute. After you bring Krishna and Balaram, I'll have them killed by my elephant who is as powerful as death itself. And if by chance they escape from me, I will have them killed by my wrestlers who are as strong as lightning. When these two have been killed, I will kill Vasudev and all their lamenting relatives, the Rishnis, Bhojas, and Dasha Arhas. So these are the words of the demoniac king Kamsa. He is fearful of death, but he was confident that with all his power, his influence, his wealth, that he could conquer death. No doubt he was very fearful. Now this is something very universal, that this mysterious death is chasing every one of us. Ah, Brahma Bhuvanar Loka. Death is chasing everyone and fear of death is there. It is said that there are no atheists in the foxholes. Foxhole is a place where when the war is going on, they dig pits and they keep something to protect, and the war is going on. But in that state, even an atheist, he prays. So by nature, everyone has that death cannot be conquered, is inevitable. But still, when someone gets intoxicated with the power of material wealth, strength, then he loses his sense of balance. Or in other words, you can say someone who is intoxicated is crazy, is mad. What is he talking? You know? So if you can hear Kamsa speaking, one sense is madness. He's still thinking that, you know, I will do this, after that I'll do that, and then I'll kill them. Now this he is speaking when he was in the midst of devotees. He was preached by Vasudeva in the beginning, then Narada Muni is coming. And again some or the other, always there are devotees around. But because of his arrogance, that stubborn, I will not, I can, that hope. So this is the nature of material influence. This is something like we are getting possessed by a ghost. The ghost is not going. So in this type of an association, of course, he speaks like this, and here in the purport it is said that even today there are wicked political leaders throughout the world who make such plans and even carry them out. We may say political leaders, but if you see, the scientist who actually her intention is to defy the laws of nature. I mean, in one sense, their intention is to give more comforts to people, you know, because they see that there is suffering, but then get something, you know, to make it comfortable. But you will be shocked to know that there are so many things happening in the world where we all are victims of that. And there is someone who is planning because of his greed, his arrogance, because he doesn't believe that there is anything beyond material elements. This is what the scientists, they think that ultimately the material elements is the supreme. If anyone tells them that there is something beyond, they don't want to accept that because they think with this everything can be done. The life is also coming from here. Like few days back I received one mail which says that who is the one who made us fat? This was a title. Now if you go into the details, now even the food industry, what they prepare, how what they put in that, no one cares, you know, how is it going to affect the health, but in the course of time, it is a slow death. So we may think, well, we are not there, but actually there are people, politicians or businessmen or so-called capitalists or the pharmaceutical industry, they are doing so many things. And out of externally that it is welfare, we are doing research. We want to take away suffering, make very comfortable. But actually, the truth is that there is something going within which is slowly just affecting your health, or in other words, it's a slow type of killing. So there are several such examples. But at the same time, even you talk about the environment, because of the power, you can exploit the environment and it can create an havoc. Like we have heard that because of this fertilizer, there are, in Punjab, there is a lot of congenital anomalies. Like children are born with anomalies, and it is said that it's because of the food taken by the mother. So if little closely, if you watch what Kamsa is here, which is being represented right now here, and we also are victims, we can't just say that, you know, it is not going to affect me. But this is how is the nature of material existence, how power and wealth, if there is no proper understanding or if there is no proper character, if there is no truth known, no vision known, you can only cause. And you will not even feel that I am causing harm to anyone. You know, what is suffering? Am I causing any suffering to others? I am right. This is what I am doing it. So this is what is the result of technology. When technology comes, there is one more very interesting thing someone sent in the net. This is Albert Einstein. He felt and he wrote that, I hope that technology will not kill human nature. And then there is another picture after that, to just to show that how. So, of course, there are several pictures. Then I will just tell you about one picture. There are family members, father, mother, children, all sitting on holiday. They are on holiday, they are sitting. And everyone is absorbed with their mobile chatting. They are on holiday. They are all sitting. This is a real picture. I mean, it's not that they made them to sit and, you know, took a photograph. So that human nature, the relationship which can give great joy, when you don't know the things of this world, they take the center. And the leaders, they think they are the doers. So Krishna says in Gita that, the one who thinks that, you know, I am the one who's doing. Prakrite kriyamanani. So that is how, in short, this is what is the nature. But well, we may say in our own life, how is it related? No doubt, Kamsa got purified. It is not that Kamsa didn't get purified. It is said that Kamsa got purified, but it was a very slow purification and it was not a very happy purification. He was very miserable. Kamsa was so absorbed. He was just thinking while sleeping, while eating, while walking, where whatever you see, you could see Krishna. He could see Krishna, but how did he approach? Krishna is coming as death. Death personified. He could see Krishna as just death. So he was so fearful. He approached with fear. Krishna, he's going to kill me. And Krishna reciprocated. So Bhagavad Gita said that, ye yathamam prapadhyante, tam stathaiva bhajamyam. You approach me like this, I will. So he came as this. Now he's inviting him here. So he's going to come as a young boy and obviously he's going to smash him because that's what he wanted. So Krishna comes the way you approach. So he approached. So Krishna appeared. That's personified. So as devotees, in one of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's class, I was just hearing. So he speaks about how in this contest, we may say that, well, I am not a demon. But then it is said once, of course, many years back, he said, who is a demon? Actually, the demon is the one who is not willing to surrender. You may ask, my God, you may be very pious. You may be doing all nice things. You may not be causing harm to anyone. Also following all the regulatory principles. But they're not willing to surrender because of its own, you know, maybe out of fear of losing because of attachments. So many other reasons. But not willing to surrender. Obviously there is fear, otherwise why would Krishna say that, you know, ma sucha, don't worry, fear, no, sarva dharma paritaja, but ends with ma sucha, do not fear. He knows it is not so easy to surrender that thing. So Prabhupada says that one sense, bhakti means attitude. So what is attitude? How do you approach? So devotional service also, when we get an opportunity, if it is taken, oh my God, let me some other do it. I don't like to do it. But, well, how will I? But then the approach is, let me do it. But that means that approach is not a very favorable approach. But same time, the approach is with, oh, this great privilege, what a great opportunity, they are giving me a chance, you know, how fortunate I am. Let me try my best. With all joyful feeling, let me do, I'll do it like this. And in that state, Krishna also reciprocates by that person becoming blissful in that service. Otherwise, if the approach is not like that, then there is a chance that negative emotions can come, like depression, morose, very lonely, you know, I don't like, but you know, I'm bored. But it is said that person who approaches with right attitude, he can, of course I'm not qualified to speak on this subject, but I'm just saying what I heard. If he approaches with the right attitude, then the whole world is a place of happiness. That means there is no place where he can be unhappy. Whatever circumstances. That means realizing the supremacy of the Lord and then approaching with that feeling makes a person joyful. So anyway, today is a very special day, so I'll take some time if, just because today is very special. I don't know what Baldev Prabhu, why you have to drink. You can see on the altar, you can make out, today is a very, very, very special day. But it's very nice to know that when we hear all this, and why do we talk about these personalities? I mean, we come to know about, you know, how they lived their life, what was their approach, how favorable, and what was the result, and what did they experience. So today is, to begin with, today is Vasant Panchami. So Vasant Panchami is the beginning of spring season. spring season is a very nice season, where the trees are all, beautiful flowers, they blossom. So in Vrindavan, it's a great festival. The deities are decorated with beautiful flowers, and there is singing and dancing, and it's a festival where the... What is it exactly? Festival means everyone coming together and they are unitedly expressing that mood. That you are the Lord and you are the one who's enjoying, not me. So even if there is some, arrogance and, this, I am the enjoyer, it gets extinguished at least for that time when you are participating. So this is what festivals are meant for. Festivals, they come, there is Krishna Katha and Prasad, the dancing, I remember once Maharaj saying that Vedic culture is such that you can, it is all fun. Actually, there is nothing, it is only fun. And just enjoying fun and you are making progress. Who would not like it? Huh? Just fun. Joking, laughing, discussing, dancing. So this is real Vedic culture where there is no question about. But same time it is said, depending upon the approach, so Kamsa was one sense Krishna conscious, but he was not very favorable. So it is an unfavorable way. Not anukulena. How many say? Anya bilashita, yes, but not anukulena. But still he got purified. So he got liberated. So the analogy given is the sun is shining. So an animal passes stool on the road. So the sun comes in contact with the stool. But the sun doesn't get contaminated. But the stool gets purified. So whatever Kamsa's attitude was, he got purified. But the difference was, he was miserable. He was not happy. But on the other side, if there are devotees who are keeping Krishna in center and approaching him, of course, Kamsa's consciousness is so intense. Even Narada Muni, out of his modesty, said, I hope I had his consciousness. Of course. So 24 hours he was absorbed. But there was a difference. So devotees... So Prabhupada says in the purport that this whole world is an happiness for that person. So that is the difference, and today is a very special day. We can hear, where do we start from? So I'll speak about maybe, I don't think I can cover. Huh? So today is appearance day of Vishnu Priya. Now Vishnu Priya, of course, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, obviously no one can be, ordinary person can be wife of the Supreme Lord. She is an eternal associate. It's an expansion of Lord's internal energy. So how Sachi Mata liked her because of her attitude, her behavior. She was very respectful. She was very clean in her dealings. And of course she did that, matchmaking, and Vishnu Priya, when she came to stay with Nimai, she would worship the deity's behalf of her husband. She'll worship Tulsi. She'll keep the house clean and she would be prepared anytime, unexpected. Nimai would invite guests without informing and she would prepare. Never ever complained. Always happy. Because she's thinking it's a great opportunity, privilege for me. Several reasons she could have felt. She was exhausted, so tired, whole day. And then when Nimai will come, and she will receive him with smiling face, kind words, sweet words. So this is how she served her husband, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then in the course of time, you all know that Nimai, because the puffed up people, they were not accepting his. So he was a little concerned about them. They were thinking him as an ordinary person. So he took sannyas. So he told his close associates that I'm going to take sannyas. When Vishnu Priya came to know about it, she said that what is the purpose of my life now? Why should I live? If you are going to take sannyas, I better die. Because my whole purpose is I'm living only for you. So he said, it's not true, because all these type of relationship, material point of view, they are temporary, they are not going to remain long. But I'll always be there in your heart, and you'll always be there in my heart. Now this is at another transcendental platform that material laws don't. So anyway, but then one day, of course, Makar Sankranti day, the middle of the night, early, she was massaging his feet, and when she woke up, he was not there, and that was the last time she saw him. She never met him again. But still, she was so chaste and loyal, she continued. She was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged a deity of his own, carved, and then she was worshipping. And her way of worship was very unique. Whole day she will sit and she will chant the holy name. And when one round is finished, she'll keep one grain aside. Then she'll chant another round, then one more grain. So this way the whole day, the number of grains she accumulated, she'll cook, she'll offer, then she will take. So this way, of course, she became very emaciated. But this was her devotion. This was her feeling of gratitude. Even though it was one point not a very nice. But you know that in Krishna consciousness there are two types of bliss. One is sambhoga. In union there is bliss. But there is also bliss in vipralamba. So externally what it appears like, oh, she was miserable. She was not miserable. Her tears are all of ecstasy, just remembering the Lord. So this was Vishnupriya's, today's Vishnupriya appearance day, right? Yeah. So then there is Raghu Nandan. Again, this is during, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Raghunandan was son of Mukunda. Now, Mukunda was not an ordinary person. He was a physician of a Nawab. Very advanced soul. It is said that once when he was discussing with a Nawab at a high platform, talking about his health, consulting him, the Nawab, he saw one person come with a peacock feather. So when he saw the peacock feather, he fainted and he fell down. So the Nawab was asking, what happened? So because he was so modest, he was humble. He said, no, it was just epilepsy. I had some disease. But the Nawab could understand that this is not ordinary. Now he had a son. His name was Raghunandan. He was a child, playing around. So one day Mukunda had to go for some visit to some another village. So he told his son that, see, I am going. So you just see that Krishna should not remain hungry. Now the boy only heard that. So this is the mantra. And when the mother gives you the plate, you chant and you offer. And see that he should not go hungry. So Raghunandan, small child, he took the plate, went and offered to, kept in front of Krishna and he said, eat. Now, Krishna, of course we know that Krishna accepts through his glance. But the child could not understand what he said. He started, why are you not eating? So there was no response. He started crying. He then started begging. He started pleading that, you have to eat. My father has said that you can't go hungry. So the Lord then, he said that, but I have taken through my glance, but I don't understand his philosophy. So then something amazing happened and the Lord appeared and he ate. And Raghunandan was very happy that the Lord ate. His father had told that he should eat and he brought the empty plate. His mother saw the empty plate. He said, where is the bhog? Where is the prasad? He said, the Lord ate. That is not possible. You ate. Then no, I didn't eat. So she was, maybe some animals ate. She could not believe that this can happen. Somebody ate. If he not him. So when Mukunda Prabhu, he came. Mukunda Prabhu. So yes, where is the prasad? So he said, today some Raghunandan's Prashad is missing. So he asked Raghunandan, where is the prashad? He said, Krishna ate. How can Krishna eat? But Krishna ate. So Mukunda had that faith that maybe, you know, it's true. So he gave him one more laddu and said, now you go and offer. And Mukunda hidingly was watching. And this child again did the same thing. He went and just begged he should eat. This time the Lord again appeared and he ate half laddu, he ate because he already had eaten full. So he was not hungry. But Mukunda was watching from behind. So he realized the devotion of Raghunandan. Much later when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, who is the father? You the father or Raghunandan the father? So Mukunda said that Raghunandan the father. Because he is the one who taught me about Krishna conscious principles. So whoever teaches us, whoever introduces us, they become superior. So superiority is not by age. Anyone gets it connected, that person becomes superior. So it's a very long thing that how later, much later what happened, but today is also Raghunandan's appearance day. And today is also appearance day of Vishwanath Das Chakravarti. Now this is again very interesting that he was so detached right from beginning. Right from his childhood he was so beginning. The parents were very worried about him. So they got him married. But he was so detached that he left. He left and he was under some care. He was studying Shastras and then he went to Vrindavan. But these in-laws and the parents were, what happened to this girl? I mean, he should be here. So the message was sent that you should come back. So eventually he came back. And he came back and he taught the best thing he can do to his wife. Whole night he sat and he read Bhagavatam for her. So this was the nature of Vishwanath Das Chakravarti. Is very much known in our parampara. The morning Mangalarti, what we sing, Guru, this Mangalastakam Mangalarti is his written several songs, commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Then of course Gaudiya Vaishnavism, when there is a threat. So his follower Baldev Vidyabhushan is the one who defended by writing Govinda Bhashya, the commentary. He himself speaks about his own name, Vishwanath. What does Vishwanath mean? The Vishwanath is the one who is always in anxiety, he is always willing to share the knowledge with the fallen souls. Knowledge about Vishwanath. He goes on talking. And chakra is a circle, so goes on increasing the family of devotees. That's his name, Vishwanath Chakravarti. So today is also his, I think today it is his disappearance day, if I'm not wrong. That is disappearance. And today is also the appearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami, you all know, famous for being, he was a son of a multi billionaire. So when he was a child, again same, how association can affect people's consciousness. The family priest and family guru, Yadunandan Acharya, and he saw Haridas Thakur very closely. So when he saw Haridas Thakur, immediately the detachment came in his. He wanted to just devote his whole life. But then of course he was the son of a multi-millionaire, so he was the only inheritor. Everything was his. So they decided that, well, it's very difficult because to run away, and they used to come and catch him, and then they got him married. And she was the most beautiful, she was like an angel. That was his wife. But then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he expressed, he said, you should not be like a Markata Vairagya. Markata means, you know, like monkeys, they renounce and they are living in the forest, but then they are not given up their desires, material desires. So you just remain at home and there will be a time Krishna will reveal. You will come back. So he goes back and he behaves like a perfect husband, businessman, son, but his mind was always... But now because he was behaving like a... So there was not much security now, you know, there was not many guards. But he's always waiting for an opportunity. But then one occasion it appeared that the pujari was not available, so some response was given to him. But even before that, once it so happened that this is just the nature of a devotee, how he is, you know, how he can bring happiness to whoever he comes in contact with, he can extract happiness from even cruel people. His father and father's brother, they had evaded tax. So there was that time the Mughal leader, whoever the Nawab, he wanted to arrest them. So when he came to arrest them, the soldiers, his father and his brother, they had run away from there. So they saw Raghunath, they caught him. And they arrested him and took him and they put him behind bars. So whenever the soldiers will go to, you know, harass him or, you know, be very cruel to him, just looking at Raghunath's face, their heart will become soft. So that was his purity. So much love he had. So he would express to the soldiers that, you know, you, even the Nawab, that you are like my father, you know, so you, my father's brother, you are like my uncle. So there can be fight between brothers. So he should not be. So this is how he melted his heart and he said, okay, but tell them that, you know, they have to give me some tax, you know, this is not proper. So this way he should resolve the issue, he'll come back and he will just be like a family man. And then there was a time he left home. He left, 12 days he was running, walking, and he took a detour because he knew that his parents are going to send some soldiers to catch. And he went to Jagannath Puri and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy to see him and he handed him over to Swarup Damodar. So under Swarup Damodar's guidance, he lived his rest of his life. And we all know that what type of life he lived, you know, such an austere life. How there was a time when every third or fourth day, he'll just take a palmful of buttermilk and he'll still curse himself. How much time I'm wasting for sense gratification. This was his mood. Every moment he would be... So then of course... He was the one who witnessed Antya Leela. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar left, he went to Vrindavan, he met Rupa Goswami and he said, it's enough now, I'm taking my life, I'm jumping out, top from Govardhan. There's no reason living. So Rupa and Sanatana Goswami said, no, you have to live because you are the one who witnessed. Now you... So they gave him a place near Radhakund and he used to speak every day. And who was one of the person in the audience? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So he is the one who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, the most historical, the best, the whole of creation till now. You know the essence of religion. So this is... And even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he gave him his Govardhan Shila. The Govardhan Shila was always soaked with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tears. And he gave it to him to worship. That was his relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today is also his appearance day. So see, we have such great personalities in the past. They have inspired us. There's no question about imitation. But one thing is sure, that how they lived the life where the whole world can be a place of happiness. How can otherwise a multi-billionaire give up everything and just buttermilk? How can he be happy like this? So this is transcendental joy, happiness, which is there within. It is a state of consciousness, state of mind. It is not something external. So deep within, this is it. So a few more minutes. I think today is also Pundarik Vidhi. I will not. And it is said that Saraswati Puja also. But anyway... So this Kamsa attitude is not an easy thing to give up. That arrogance, we heard a few days back, like how Dharma personified that is bull, that is dharma personified, but this time when he came as Aristha, he challenged. Isn't it? He was a mystic yogi. Now Kamsa, everything actually is Krishna who gave him all this. The power was given by Krishna, but he was using that same thing to challenge. So Aristha, dharma personified, also challenged Krishna. So, I think a few days back we heard Maharaj saying that even in devotional life, when you are watering the seed of bhakti, there are weeds growing and the weeds are, they can grow and they can look real. No one else can convince us or, mediate and say that you are wrong. No, I am right. Because it appears very real, can justify. That can be a sign of arrogance, and this is how when approached. So it's a very careful thing of growth, very vigilant, spending so many years. Am I doing the right thing? But ultimately it is the attitude with what submissiveness, what approach. So there is no place which is very safe. There is a quote that even when you are offering your obeisances, there is danger. His Grace Jagjivan Prabhu, Sunday he was saying that someone told Prabhupada, there is Maya in the temple. So Prabhupada said, you find a place in this whole planet where there is no Maya, we'll all go there. So offering obeisances also, there is danger. So there is only one place which is safe, is just transcend the material world. There is nothing like... So I just remember one, the power of holy name. This is during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. There was one, this very pious man. He was very innocent, very simple hearted. So he was so attached to chanting. He was constantly chanting. He was so constantly chanting that he could not stop chanting. But then when he had to answer the nature's call, that means he had to go to the field, he would think that, well, that's a dirty place. When I had to go and sit there, dirty place. So I should not be chanting. Holy name is very pure. It should not be done there. So he was, in one hand he was carrying the pot, and with the other hand he was, holding his tongue. But he could not stop chanting. So he was holding. He's just holding his tongue. So this one small boy, his name was Gopal. So he saw that, what are you doing? Bolte, this is my problem, I can't stop chanting, I go on chanting. But this is a dirty place. So Bolte, how can that be dirty? You know that there can be death anywhere, anytime, any place. Death can come there. So if you're not chanting that time, what will happen? So when this boy preached like this, the message went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So he named him Gopal Guru. And this boy later became Gopal Guru Goswami. That was his faith, that holy name. So in this age, there is Leela Tattva, Rupa Tattva, but the Lord is appearing in the form of his holy name. And just to conclude, when we say that we are also possessed by this, possessed, ghost-like thing, possession, it's like a possession. How much you try, the mind is. So there is one more nice, just to bring out this point, that how Harinam Sankirtan in this age is the ultimate powerful thing which can destroy everything. So this was during Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time. There was one, in a village, there was a ghost in a tree. Now this tree had become very famous. Why it had become, there was a ghost, real ghost was there in the tree. Now, the tree was famous for it was to solve all court matters. All the court problems, people would go and worship and court matters. That is what was known. So people would come and worship. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to know about it. So he said, this is not proper, that people should not be taking shelter of ghost. Because holy name is the most powerful thing, There is no tantra, mantra, that puja, this puja. If holy name can do everything. The best can remove everything, whether it is arrogance or you're stubborn or, don't want to surrender. If the approach is with, I want to surrender, the holy name can do that. So he came to that village, he sat down under that tree and he started
Krishna Katha, and he started chanting. And very soon that ghost left that tree. And what was the proof that it left the tree? One of the branches, it cracked and fell down. So this was the power of holy name. So that is why it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, I'll just read this verse it's a very famous verse, but I could not memorize it. I heard several times. First time I heard Jayadeva Maharaj speaking on this. So ultimately, this is the verse from second canto. This is of course Sukhdev Goswami telling Maharaj Parikshit. Kamsa was fearful of death. Who is not fearful? We are fearful of death. But this verse says, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavya Ichchata Abhayam. So Abhayam. Therefore, it says, Sukadeva Goswami, therefore, now, just hear about Sarvatma, chant, speak, hear about what will happen, remember, what is the result? Abhayam, what abhayam of what? Of death. So the way we approach, Krishna will approach. So if it is death personified, it's very fearful. But if it is, as Maharaj on Sunday, when he was giving his offering, the altar door was closing. So he made a very nice statement that when, I don't know the exact word, he said that when our physical life comes to an end, the body is going to come to an end. So the doors were slowly closing. Then the doors will open to eternal Mangalarti. So obviously, the night the door closed, the next day it will open for Mangalarti. But it's an eternal Mangalarti. So this is the knowledge Prabhupada has left behind for the whole world to conquer death and be very fearless. And with such great personalities living their life and to assess us ourselves and take full opportunity of this and make our life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jaya. Hare Krishna Prabhupada.